Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for an exciting weekend of racing here this September month. I am excited to say that we have a big announcement today regarding the 2018 race schedule here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. Joining me this afternoon are David McGrath, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Jim Cassidy is Senior Vice President of Racing Operations for NASCAR. Doug Kobe is a four-time New Hampshire Motor Speedway winner and four-time Whelen Modified Tour champion. And Timmy Solomito is a rising star in Whelen Modified Tour with four wins this season, eight in his last 13 starts. I will hand it over now to Dave McGrath for today's announcement.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome, everybody. I don't think it's a big surprise to anybody in this room that the Whelen Modified Series has been a big part of our weekends for many, many years here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, as has been the K&N Pro Series East. And we are excited to announce that in September of next year, we are going to announce a 250-lap modified race here at the Speedway. We're going to also announce a new K&N Pro Series global event where we'll take the series champion from Mexico and from Europe and combine that with our K&N Pro Series East champion for a 125-lap race here next September. And for the first time in America, we'll be bringing the Pinty Series down from Canada to compete on a 100-lap race here at the Speedway. So we are creating a short track weekend that I think fans from across the Northeast are going to be so excited about, and I couldn't be more pleased to and the collaboration between our company, SMI, and with NASCAR and getting this all put together. We are so excited, and we feel that fans from all over the region are really going to be excited. So September next year, the same weekend that we're on now, we're going to keep it on that third weekend of September, looking at Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd. So I'm going to turn it over to Jim for a few questions or a few comments from NASCAR. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Just want to take the time to first acknowledge the heavy hearts that we continue to still have, obviously, with the passing of Ted Christopher. He was enormous to the sport and all that goes into what makes NASCAR. So I wanted to first start by recognizing how much his loss is felt and will be felt for years to come. But you know, also want to take the time to talk about an exciting weekend that we've got in store next week. David talked about the collaboration. It's no secret that there's a strong passion and a strong level of support across all of our partners for short track racing and for grassroots racing, developmental racing. This weekend that will happen next September, I would say, is going to be one not to miss. It certainly brings in the developmental side of things, but at the end, it is a action-packed weekend of some of the best racing that you can find anywhere. We've obviously seen it with the modifieds. We'll see it here tomorrow. We've seen, although you've not seen it, I was up in Canada a few weeks ago for the Pinty Series race at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Big time racing series for Canada, and it's a big deal for them to come to the States. No secret that when we go here, when we go to the Glen, when we go to Michigan, there's a huge influx of our hardcore and avid fan coming from Canada. You're going to see that big opportunity for them to come back and see a great weekend of racing. Our partners have been integral in the development of this weekend. I see Phil Kurz in the back from Whelen. It takes a lot to put an event like this together, and we've got all the right pieces in place. It's something that speaks to what NASCAR is, and really looking forward to these two to the right of me, Timmy and Doug, taking the big stage next September.
Timmy and Doug, why don't you each grab a microphone? And this announcement itself came together rather quickly. A series of meetings. It seemed to move very fast, as David and Jim could be able to attest. So we, just a few moments ago, just before this announcement, we invited Doug and Timmy over. They didn't know what they were coming over for. So we broke the news to them and explained what this was. So gentlemen, how about some first impressions about this weekend announcement?
You know, my first thought is change is always a good thing. You know, it's excitement, brings excitement to our series, and hopefully we'll put the fans in the stands. And, you know, I might be a little biased, but I do think the modifieds put on the best racing here. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout, and, you know, our series can show and showcase what you guys are looking to do. And we're excited to get out there and excited to put this show on for you. You know, my first thought is all about the strategy and, you know, how it's going to play out. 250 laps here is a long time, long race. 100 laps here is a long time, a long race. So it'll be exciting, and hopefully we'll see a lot of fans here, and hopefully we'll see the Starrett 16 up front.
Yeah, Doug, I've heard some of your fellow drivers describe coming to New Hampshire as sort of a Super Bowl for modified racing. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, obviously all of us want to win at Loudoun, and you put us out there for 250 laps now. I mean, it makes it you want to win 10 times more. I echo Timmy's sentiments here. I mean, I think this is great for the modifieds to showcase us in front of New England fans. The Canadian series coming down, I think, is huge to get them on our soil, too. I think that's a big step for NASCAR Touring Series and, you know, kind of getting the fans to know drivers across different series. You know, 100 laps here, I always say, is a big chess match. And, you know, you're just trying to hold your cards close and, you know, poker game, I guess, hold your cards close and, you know, lay them down with 15 to go. And now 250 laps, I don't know if I can handle chess for 250 laps. You know, to win here is all about putting yourself in the position to have a shot at it with the last five to go. So right now in these 100 lappers, we spend 95 laps trying to fine-tune the car and figure out who we can race with and where we can race just to be in the right spot, whether it be first, second, or maybe third, maybe fourth, with five to go. And now to have to figure that out over a long course, you know, it's not going to be a boring first 245 laps because you have to be in the spot if you want to win. And we're all going to want to win that one a lot more. So, you know, it's pretty exciting to have this opportunity.
I'm going to open it up for questions in just a minute. But, Jim, can you shed a little bit more life on the Pinty series, given that it's never raced in the United States before, coming to New Hampshire for the first time, coming to the U.S. for the first time? Can you shed some light on what this series is?
Yeah, the series is every race that I've been to over a lot of years, it's a place where there is no shortage of contact. And, you know, going way back to when they first joined us, partnered with us in the weekends at Montreal when we ran the Xfinity Series there, every single NASCAR Pinty Series race comes with a story of hard-nosed racing with a fair amount of drama attached to it. It's a hard-nosed group of racers. Obviously the international piece is key. Pinty's is a great partner, but it's a series that continues to be a great stepping stone for a number of our drivers. Caden Lapcevich, currently one of our NASCAR Next drivers, and certainly a rising star as our other. So it's a great look, at the future of what NASCAR is bringing forward in the developmental side of things.
David, just real quick before I turn it over to the experts here. Fans here in New England have grown accustomed to coming to New Hampshire Motor Speedway every September. What does this announcement mean for moving forward with racing here in Loudoun?
Well, I think it clearly puts the stamp on that we're going to remain a viable place to come in September and see some great racing, some of the best racing that NASCAR has to offer. And I'm excited that it's headlined by this huge wheel and modified race. 250 laps is just absolutely going to become the new fan not miss event of the summer, or actually in the fall. So we're really excited about that. You know, it was a big part of our company's mission when there was schedule changes that this be accomplished. And I applaud Bruton, our chairman, and Marcus Smith, our CEO, in making sure that this got across the goal line. And we're so excited to make this announcement today. So I think fans from the Northeast are going to see some fantastic racing right here at the Magic Mile for many years to come.
Excellent. Let's turn it over to the questions. Claire up front.
Claire B. Langsiris, XM NASCAR Radio. What opportunity or what do you see it be afforded, these series, especially the modified series, that there isn't a NASCAR race? What does it do that maybe opens up the opportunity because there is no NASCAR here? It always shed a great light on modified racing, but now that you have the spotlight, maybe it does something else, or maybe the opportunity, because there is not a NASCAR race, does some other things. What are they?
Let me jump in. This is NASCAR. NASCAR is, we are surrounded by NASCAR here this weekend. We are surrounded by NASCAR in New England. We've got Lee USA down the road. We've got Monadnock. We've got Claremont. We've got Thompson. We've got Stafford. We've got a number of tracks that make up NASCAR. So first and foremost, NASCAR is not just the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. It is the premier series, but all that goes into NASCAR is very complex and very in a very solid system. So sorry if I bristle a little bit at the, you know, what happens when NASCAR doesn't come back.
We're talking about the Cup Series, not me.
Yeah. So I hear you, but I think that to the point is it's an opportunity for these drivers, these crew members, these teams, and these sponsors to shine at a very big stage, and one that they've proven themselves year in and year out of being able to compete at a stage like this. So I think this just takes it up to the next level, and certainly we couldn't do that without the ongoing support, as David mentioned, of Bruton, Marcus, and all of Hawk and all of SMI really embracing all that NASCAR consists of.
David, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I the only thing I would add to that is I think when you look at the history of modified racing on this speedway, it stands on its own, and it always has. I think Timmy said it best. I think he'd argue that this is one of the best races of the weekend, and I think fans, when they understand that this will be the main show with a 250-lap feature, they're absolutely going to be excited beyond belief, no question in my mind.
Well, next question. Because maybe it takes the spotlight, which is now shared with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series and the Truck Series this weekend, and puts the spotlight totally on these racers. So maybe there is some good, I guess, or some extra attention that they will get. Is that?
Yeah, that's fair, Claire. And I would say, you know, our intent was to create a Super Bowl of regional touring, this short track extravaganza, if you will, and having the Whelen Modifieds be the headliner of that, I think is absolutely going to be a fantastic weekend. I just can't see it any other way. That feature 250 lapper is going to be one to remember and see year in and year out.
We'll go to the next question, but Timmy and Doug, as a follow up, do you feel confident that the bright glare will be following you and the fan support of this sport will continue through September of next year?
Yeah, I think so. I think the opportunity really is for the fans that are going to come to this track to possibly follow our series at other tracks that we go to. You know, there are a lot of short tracks around the Northeast that feature the modified tour all the time. And when you see us here and you like us here, you'll like us at other places too. And I think that's the opportunity that we as drivers and as a series are afforded by this. So you put us in the spotlight, we're going to take advantage of it, and we're going to bring some new fans to new tracks.
Well said. Next question.
Matthew Warnes with Race Pro Weekly. David, I know the ACT Tour has been a part of this weekend for many years. Are you going to continue to have them in the future at this speedway?
Matthew, we're still working through that now. I don't have a definitive yes or no. That is something we are considering looking at, but I can't really give you much more than that at this point.
Black shirt here.
Connor Sullivan, speed51.com. This is for the modified drivers. Obviously, there hasn't been a long-distance showcase race like this for, I'd say, about 10 years or so. How does it feel to finally have one coming back on the schedule, especially considering that there's been so much demand, especially from the drivers?
Like I said, I think it puts a great spotlight on our series. You know, it lets us be able to show the fans what we're made of and what we can do. You know, it hasn't been since, I guess, the Thompson 300, really, that we've had a long-distance race like this. So I think it's going to be huge. Hopefully we'll be able to draw the attention that we need and bring in the fans and hopefully create new fans for the Whelen Modified Tour and have guys and fans and everybody follow us to other races. And, you know, hopefully it'll shed some more light on what we do and the battles that we can create and the good racing we can provide.
Next question up front.
Brandon Paul, speed51.com. Doug and Tim, obviously this is a race you guys are usually swapping the lead 3 or 4 times a lap. Do you think the strategy or the type of racing may change at all with 250 laps?
It's going to have to, and it all depends on what the rules are of the race, you know, if there's any breaks or mandatory pit stops, and that's going to really change how we strategize. ultimately, you know, a lot of the reasons why the lead changes so much, you know, we have other things to consider, like how hot the cars are running and getting fresh air in there. So, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of lead changes anyway. We also like to lead at Loudon. It's kind of, you know, you want to be in front of the fans, not the guy running second or third. So I think you're going to see a lot of lead swapping, because I don't think lead swapping here really uses up your car too much. You know, I think if it affected the car, you'd see us settle in, but it really doesn't change. It's just kind of the air and the draft allow us to change the lead so much, so we're going to keep doing it.
Back up front, Matt.
Matthew Werner with Race Car Weekly. Jim, I know big money, extra paying races can bring out the best in drivers and get them excited. Have you guys talked about this being an extra paying race since it's 250 laps?
Yeah, obviously we're going to share those details quickly with the competitors, but you can imagine that the purse will be commensurate with the scope of the race that we have for us. It's going to line up and will be certainly a prize for them to go after.
Further questions in the back?
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Will this be the season finale for the Pinty Series race?
We are still finalizing the NASCAR Pinty Series schedule, and we'll come up with that in the near future, so TBD.
Another question up front?
Hi, I'm Phil Allenway from Front Stretch. Just have to ask, since the Wheeler Modified race is going to be on such a higher level, seemingly in 2018 as compared to the rest of the schedule, will this race have a higher echelon TV aspect? Will it have a live broadcast as opposed to tape delay, or a longer tape delay broadcast as opposed to just an hour?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think as things come together, certainly the scope of the event would warrant the conversation of what that looks like if you're not able to attend live, which would be the first thing you'd want to do. If I'm a race fan and have the weekend free, I would want to be here. But certainly from a exposure standpoint, we'll take a look at what opportunities are there. But at this point, that's still in the works.
Let's get in the back first, and then we'll grab Speed 51.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. For David or Jim, is this a one-day show, two-day show? Is this going to be Sunday? Because what I think this weekend next year is Richmond Saturday night. And what kind of a crowd do you need to have to make this an event that can continue on and be a profitable, worthwhile event for the future?
We're looking at it right now as a two-day event. It would be a Friday practice and qualifying, and then your feature races on Saturday. And we don't see that changing. And that way we'd have Sunday for the rain date if we lose the track with Mother Nature. As far as anticipated crowds, we estimate anywhere between 15,000 to 20,000, we think will be kind of the average. And we'll start there and certainly hope to grow that. We certainly have the space to do it.
Connor Sullivan.
As far as the duration, anytime we enter into a conversation about a special event like this, it's done so thinking about the long term and building. So I would like to look at this as certainly a building block on a big time weekend for racing.
Thank you, Jim.
Connor Sullivan, speed51.com. Obviously, of course, you guys were talking about all the other NASCAR tracks, some in the area, and a lot of them on the Wheel and Modified Tour schedule. Considering that this event could bring in a lot of modified stars, more than might be able to fit into a field, could you see possibly other tracks kind of being involved in some sort of a road to New Hampshire sort of a scenario?
That's a good thought. I mean, the idea is that you'd want the event to be so big that you have the interest and participation around the region, the New England region, and certainly into the South with our Southern modified teams that come up and race in the Wheel and Modified Tour. So, ideally, you'd like to get there. I mean, we're sitting this weekend in Martinsville with a race, the Martinsville 300, that has grown. We've got 80 plus cars down there. So certainly as this event roots itself, I think it will be established. The caliber of the event, the demand, and the competition level will certainly bring out the best of the best from no doubt everywhere.
Question to the right.
Sean Corshane. David, as far as the July event goes, K&N East has been here typically in July. Modified's obviously on the July schedule. Is anything going to change with the July schedule because of this event now?
No, everything will remain exactly the same. We're in year one of a multi-year deal with both of those, so we'll have the Wheeland Modified All-Star Shootout. We'll still have that event, and then we'll still have our Saturday 100 lapper, and then, of course, we'll still have the K&N Pro Series East in July as well.
Further questions? One more in the back.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jim, this is on a different subject, but I know your hands are involved in a lot of things at NASCAR. Obviously, this week, in terms of a penalty that was issued, how much was NASCAR informed or alerted to the issue by social media that became an issue this week? And can you explain why it was a 15-point penalty as opposed to you could have gone lower or could have gone higher with that?
Yeah, this is that's fine that you've asked that, Dustin. I think that every situation from a penalty standpoint is looked at separately and engaged separately as it relates to the infraction and as it relates to the remedies that we have forth in our deterrence model. And so our process is fairly regular as far as reviewing what happened over the course of the weekend, how we react going forward, and we've done just that. I would say we're going to use a lot of whatever is available to us, but I would say that this is, you know, we've got a very routine process where we inspect cars at the conclusion of a race and are able to make a determination based upon those reviews.
Timmy and Doug, thank you for being a part of our September surprise. Best of luck with your racing this weekend. David and Jim, thank you so much, and I would be remiss if I didn't point out that the tickets for September of 28 are now available, so you can reach out to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And for members of the media looking for the details on paper, we're going to pass around the press release for today's announcement in the next couple of minutes. Thank you all very much. Have a great afternoon.